Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Chairman, glad to have you along with us here, friends, as we begin a new study today here on Reading the Word. You can listen to these online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on Radio Program. This is 188. And three ingredients for unity. Now, this comes from an old article I found from the Voice of Truth International, a publication from Mississippi. They've been going since 1993 and going through their archives. I pulled out some of these I want to share with you, and this was written by Royce Frederick, and it's simply titled, Three Ingredients for Unity. And we start out with our lesson text of the first 16 verses of Ephesians chapter 4. He says we find three ingredients that are necessary for unity. Each of them occurs several times in these verses. So I want to begin by reading Ephesians chapter 4 in the first 16 verses. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthily of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He also that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Those are the first 16 verses of Ephesians 4. Well, let's look at our three ingredients for unity. And our first one is work. We should be endeavoring or earnestly trying to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's chapter 4 and verse 3. Now, unity does not happen by accident. Without working for unity, people in any group tend to drift apart. If no energy is going into a part of the natural world, that part will decay. It will go from order to disorder. And the same is true, dear friends, in the Lord's church. Great effort is required to maintain unity. Therefore, in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, the gifts were for the equipping of the saints to the work of ministry. Now, that's service. For the edifying, that's building up of the body of Christ. That's also verse 12. Those gifts were not merely for beauty like jewelry. They had a higher purpose. They were tools to use in labor, in unselfish service, in building up the church. Today, our blessings from God are not for our selfish pleasure. Every Christian has abilities and responsibilities that we must all do our part. Chapter 4, verse 16, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Let's pause here. We're looking at our three steps for unity. I don't want to split a step, so we will look at step number two here in just a second on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Once again, glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. If you're just now joining us, we're looking at three ingredients for unity. And if you've missed any of this program, want to listen to it again, or any of the others, this is 188 program number, which means 187 preceded. Lord willing, some will follow after it. You can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Never ask a dime from you. This is a gift to you. Appreciate you spending some of your time today with us. If you do not have the ability to access this online, you can drop me a note. Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. That's my box. 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. Let me know what you need. I'll be glad to drop it in the mail to you. We're working our way through an old article from the Voice of Truth International, and this was written by Royce Frederick, and we're looking at three ingredients for unity, and the first one is work. And we're in Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. Let's pick up point number two, and that's study. Study is required for unity. Every gift in Ephesians 4 and verse 11 involved knowing and teaching the will of Christ. We see here that he made some Christians to be apostles, prophets, evangelists. Now, he uses the word pastors, Paul does, and he's not talking about preachers. He's talking about elders or shepherds over the Lord's congregation. Pastor is not an acceptable term in Scripture for the preacher, but he also uses the word teacher. Anyone who teaches, preaches, or shepherds as one of the elders in the local church must study God's will. To truly follow Christ, we must study to obey his commands and teachings. Ephesians 4, 4 through 6 remind us that there is one body, that we should all become members of the same body, his church. We find that in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Let me read that for you. He hath put all things under his feet, gave him, Christ, to be the head over all things, which is the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, Jesus, he promised to build that one church in Matthew 16, 18. Also, Ephesians 2 and verse 16, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. He didn't build many churches with different names and teachings. A sinner who obeys Christ becomes only a Christian, a member of the church of Christ, the church that Christ built. Acts 11, 26, first called Christians there at Antioch. 1 Peter 4, 16, suffering as a Christian. In Romans 16, 16, the churches of Christ salute you. That's one body. Also says one spirit. Now, the same spirit lives within everyone who obeys the gospel. We have reference to that in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Also, Galatians chapter 3, 26 and 27, and chapter 4 and verse 6. So there's one body, one spirit. He also says one hope of your calling. Instead of selfish motives, we must set our hope on eternal life in heaven. We see here Colossians chapter 3, and the first four verses, let me flip over there. I want you to read this with me. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth, for you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. That's our one hope. But going on in Ephesians 4, 5, he says there's one Lord. We must not follow men. We must obey Christ as our only head and Lord. We see here chapter 4 and verse 15, the head of the church, and also Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. There is one faith. We must not follow different, quote, faiths or beliefs. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 13 shows how that was a problem for people following different ideas. Galatians 1:8 through 10, likewise. The majority of these different faiths and belief differences, and hear me out, they lead to destruction. Matthew 7:13 and 14. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Now Jesus delivered the faith, the set of beliefs for all salvation that was once and for all. Jude 3 says, earnestly contend for that faith. Also John 16, 12 and 13. We need to grow stronger in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. That's in our lesson text of Ephesians 4, 13. So that we will not be carried about with every wind of doctrine, verse 14, and will speak one truth, verse 15. But we also see there's one baptism. To be saved, a sinner must believe in Christ, repent of his sins, confess his faith in Christ, and be baptized into Christ. One baptism is immersion in water. Acts 8, 38 and 39, Romans 6, 3 and 4, for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2, 38, then it culminates with one God and Father. We must turn our hearts away from everything else to serve the one true living God, Colossians 3 and 5. That's our second ingredient for unity. Number one is work. Number two is study. Number three is love. You know, Jesus allowed evil men to torture and to kill his physical body to save us in his spiritual body. That's the church. He prayed for it, and then he paid for it with his life. John 17, 20 and 21, Acts 20, 28. By his gospel, he calls us to become children of God and inherit eternal life. He says in chapter 4 of Ephesians 1 and 2, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which with you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another. We should love the Lord's church as Jesus does, 1 John 3:16, always speaking the truth in love. Our lesson text, Ephesians 4:15. We must help the Lord's church grow, not divide. Loving the church and doing our part, from Ephesians 4 and verse 16, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That's the article. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Simply titled, Three Ingredients for Unity. Number one is work. We must endeavor. Dear friends, the life of a Christian involves work. A lot of people have the false idea that as soon as they become Christians and they sit on the sidelines and that's it, and nothing could be farther from the truth. Once you become a Christian, then you work till Jesus comes. That's in a song we sing. A second ingredient for unity is to study, and we studied the seven ones of Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. By simply stating there is one, you're intelligent, you know how many one is. By simply stating that there is only one of something, that negates there being multiples. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father. Not multiples. Only one way to the Father, only one way into heaven. And then we just talked about love. Love is the golden chain that binds. We sing that in one of our songs. And really, when you look at the Bible, it's a storybook illustrating God's love from beginning to end. So I'm appreciative of Brother Royce Frederick. At the time, he was the editor of the International Gospel Teacher, working in India, but also living in Texas when this article was published some years ago through the Voice of Truth International. I'm appreciative of the work that they do, and the ability to share this article with you. I also appreciate the time that you've afforded us today, and I hope that we have another opportunity afforded to us again in the near future. Once again, if you want to listen to this at any time, you can do so online at readingtheword.net. That's readingtheword.net. Now, once you're there, Plain and simple. You just click on where it says the radio program. I've got some articles on there as well. That's where I put a lot of information, is on my website. And one of the ways to access that is readingtheword.net. If you click on where it says radio program, this is program 188, three ingredients for unity. If you click on the title, once again, if you do not have the internet access, drop me a line at Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190, and I'll be glad to send that your way. I do appreciate the time you've afforded us today. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.